Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and everyone seems to be living their best lives? Picture-perfect vacations, flawless outfits, incredible achievements. It can make you wonder, am I doing enough? Well, guess what? It's time to ditch that comparison game because today's episode is all about embracing who you are, right now, just as you are. Because the truth is, you are already enough. I'm talking radical self-acceptance here, folks. No need for perfection, no pressure to be someone you're not. We're diving into the stoic philosophy of finding contentment within yourself because external validation is a fleeting high compared to the solid ground of inner peace. Here's the thing. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us we need to be more, do more, have more. But that pursuit of something more often leaves us feeling empty and unfulfilled. It's like chasing after a mirage in the desert, always out of reach. So how do we break free from this cycle? It starts with recognizing your inherent worth. You are worthy simply because you exist. Hear it. Don't let anyone, not even yourself, diminish that truth. Remember, your value isn't tied to your accomplishments, possessions, or social media followers. It's a fundamental part of who you are. Next up, practice self-compassion. We all make mistakes, have bad days, and stumble along the way. But instead of beating ourselves up, we need to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a dear friend who's going through a tough time. Offer words of encouragement and support. Now, let's talk about gratitude. Shift your focus from what you lack to what you already have. Appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a good laugh with a loved one. When we cultivate gratitude, we train our minds to focus on the positive aspects of our lives, which naturally leads to greater contentment. It's also crucial to set healthy boundaries. Then to say no to things that drain your energy and don't align with your values. Protect your time and space. Remember, you are not obligated to please everyone or take on everything. Your well-being comes first. Finally, remember that self-improvement is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs along the way. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep moving forward. You don't need to become a perfect version of yourself, just strive to be the best version you can be, right now, in this moment. Okay, let's get real for a second. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? Like you're not good enough, smart enough, or successful enough? You know that feeling when your Instagram feed is filled with seemingly perfect lives and you start questioning your own? I've been there, trust me. It's easy to get caught up in the comparison trap, but it's a dangerous game. Remember that social media often portrays a curated version of reality, not the whole story. Imagine this. You're at a party and you see someone who seems effortlessly confident and charismatic. But behind that polished facade, they might be dealing with insecurities just like you. We all have our struggles, even if we don't always show them. So instead of comparing yourself to others, try focusing on your own unique strengths and talents. What are you good at? What makes you special? Celebrate those things. Think about it, the world needs your unique gifts and perspectives. You have something valuable to offer, just as you are. Remember, becoming comfortable in your own skin is a journey, not a race. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and never stop learning and growing. Keep that stoic spirit alive by focusing on what you can control: your thoughts, your actions, and your attitude. And most importantly, remember this. You are enough, just as you are. So go out there and rock your day. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words today. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and let me know what resonates with you in the comments. Until next time, keep that mental fortitude strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.